You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes and no. I know that's kind of a weird thing. So let me tell you the situation that is at hand. I believe it was yesterday. My dad was actually driving my car, who was also covered through this insurance, and he said it stopped working. So he was able to drive it all the way back here, but no faster than like about 10 miles an hour. So I called the shop that took care of the problem initially about 2 weeks ago yesterday. And they said to bring it back because it has warranty, the part they replaced. And I don't want to risk myself to kind of drive the car at its current condition. So I was seeing how much a tow truck would be to take my car from my house all the way to the auto parts or the shop.
Okay, well, I can put in your information and see how much coverage you have. Can I have your first and last name?
Jose Alvarado.
Spell your last name for me.
Alvarado.
And your phone number?
630-664-0570.
And would you like to receive text message updates with the status of your service?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right, message and data rates may apply. Can I have your member ID number?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Would it be the policy number?
Yes, it could be the policy number or the member ID number.
Okay. Do you want the letters that are in front of the numbers as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It is CSIL, and then it's going to be 4095463.
Okay, what about your VIN number? I wasn't able to locate anything with that policy number.
The VIN number right here, the vehicle ID number?
Mm-hmm, yes.
It is 1G1Z.
V as in Victor?
No, 1G1Z. Z as in zebra.
Oh, okay.
And then it's E5E79BF.
As in boy?
One. Yeah, as in boy. F192328.
Okay. Yeah, nothing came up with that VIN number either. Have you used roadside assistance before?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, what's the effective date of your membership, your policy?
3/12/2022.
And is there a producer code?
I don't believe so. Producer code. I take the sheet out real quick. Let's check it out. I literally can't take this piece. Oh, one of it. Yeah, it doesn't seem that there's a producer code on this. There's the policy number, vehicle description, effective date, expiration date, vehicle ID, agent phone, and then there's the NAIC. Is that it?
How many numbers is it?
It is 5 numbers.
Give me 1 second. Okay, what's that number?
It is 10-336.
All right, and is there a plan letter?
plan litter. There we go. I took it out. I'll just put that to something. Let's see. What does that say back? Okay. I have this, the membership plan.
Yes. Is there a letter next to it?
Yeah, I have it right here. There's a producer code, and then the membership plan, it's C13.
Okay, what's the producer? Is the producer code the same as the number you just gave me, 10336?
No, it is 45089.
Okay, I wasn't able to locate your roadside assistance policy information. I can continue with the call for you, but it would be an out-of-pocket expense, and you submit those charges to your insurance provider for reimbursement consideration.
How much would it be then to do that?
Now that I'm not sure of, I won't know until I reach out to the providers and get their quote information.
So I would have to pay out of pocket initially, and then I would just get reimbursed through the insurance.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, because I called another towing service, but I was like, wait, I remember that the insurance provides up to 25 miles from my location, and the place, the auto parts shop, is about, it's under the 25. It is currently, it's 23 miles, I believe, when I looked it up.
Well, I can't confirm that, you know, you have the coverage for the 25 miles because, like I said, I can't pull up your roadside assistance coverage. So I don't want to say for certain that you have, you know, 25 miles coverage.
Yeah.
But if you were to
use the
tow truck provider that you have contacted, you can submit those charges as well for reimbursement consideration. It doesn't necessarily have to be a provider that we have.
Gotcha. I don't know why it's not going through, because I know it's not just me under this insurance. I'm under my dad's, and he has two other vehicles. They're the same, the same policy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may just want to give them a call just to verify that you have roadside assistance coverage. That could be the issue as well, why I wasn't able to pull it up.
Yeah, I have the phone number, so I'll probably just give them a call and just double check. Why is it not going through? And hopefully they'll be able to kind of give me an answer right now, because right now I'm just, my dad's at work right now and I have the day off. That's why I was like, let me just try to see if I can get this situated ASAP.
Okay.
But okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Right.
Bye.